We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Lee, did you hear that Jeffrey Epstein accidentally cremated himself?
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, that's...
You're going to get that on the next news?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Sure.
You're on top of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it makes total sense.
Of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like everything else. In the news right now. Meanwhile, did you hear? This is a nightmare. Okay, did you? And there may be some evidence of this in my own yard. Spiders are getting angrier.
No.
They're very angry.
Angry spiders?
Yes. One of the great things that Rambo Loco does for me, my beloved husband, is he kills the black widows, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, he likes to display them like trophies afterward. He does. He'll leave them on the spot of the death. He'll just leave them.
Like, what, does he get a headshot?
No, just like, it's like a sign to others. Don't come here, you know, I guess. I don't know. He'll just leave them there. Like, you know, it's usually on the patio. And they've been going to town on the patio. I don't know what the deal is. That he dispatches the old ones, and the new ones will, like, climb over their bodies to get to where they were.
So he's committing arachnocide.
Yes, he is. Don't judge.
Okay.
I can't stand spiders. You know how I am with spiders.
I know.
Even the non-venomous kind. I mean, you know.
You would have a fit over that. We've got a butterfly bush out by the driveway at the house there, and there's this huge garden spider that has made a web there that is sitting there. I mean, this thing, it's a good 3 or 4 inches, leg to leg. Big.
3 to 4 inches?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you know, I've got a picture if you want me to share it with you.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
They're not venomous, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't stand it. I cannot stand it. You know, that's how I got triggers last time I went camping.
That's what I...
Well, because, you know, when you're in the tent, you can shine a light and see them all. And when you go in there, they gather on the tent. I don't know why, at night when you're sleeping. And so I had to pee so bad. And I couldn't... I was laying there and just in so much pain, right? But I had to go through the spiders. And finally, I had no choice. I had to do it, right?
Yeah.
So I went busting through there, and I'm in such a hurry. I'm running through the wet leaves. I have my hands down around my knees.
Okay, well, there's that.
And I slipped because I was in such a hurry because I had waited so long.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm desperately just trying to get my pants down. And it made me slip, and I fell slap into the leaves in the grass, and that's how I got the chiggers.
Okay.
Up my rear back end.
Okay.
Not my rear end, my rear back end, you know, like my thighs and my... Anyway.
Okay.
Chiggers are no fun, I learned, either. I hate them,
no,
too.
No, that's...
But I blame the spiders for that. Haven't been camping since, by the way. One of the other parents from the American Heritage Girls camping trip actually called the station. I put him on the air to make fun of me. He was like, how did you manage to get chiggers? Well, anyway, you try laying down half naked in the wet grass. And
that's
you see
okay.
If you get chiggers.
I'll pass.
Anyway,
on that.
Yeah, and this is the lengths I'm driven to by these spiders. Anyway, you might be wondering why the spiders are angry. Angrier than usual, anyway.
Yeah.
Climate change.
Oh, is that? Of course, I should have thought of that.
You should have known, yeah.
Because everything that happens is climate change, and of course, it's Donald Trump's fault. So.
Right, of course. Extreme weather conditions are encouraging an increase in spider population.
Exactly what extreme weather conditions are we seeing?
Freak events like tropical cyclones. I'm just reading.
Okay.
Freak events like tropical cyclones could be having an evolution. Could be. Don't you love that?
Well, we don't have any tropical cyclones out there right now.
I know. Could be having an evolutionary impact on spiders in storm-prone regions, which are already areas where the most aggressive spider species have the best odds of survival.
I mean,
this sounds like the beginning of a horror film, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, it's like the forecast today. It's like it's late August, mid to late August. It's going to be in the 90s, and we got a chance of showers this afternoon. That's summer in South Carolina. I don't see the climate change, so.
I don't either. But as they say, as sea levels rise, the incidence of tropical storms will only increase. And when that happens, it makes the most aggressive spider species even more aggressive, especially the females.
You know, and I've been going to Charleston for years. You know, I can still walk down by the Battery. It's not underwater yet.
Which is amazing, quite frankly.
Talking about these sea levels rising, and it's, you know, I'm sorry, just haven't seen it.
Yeah. I actually talked to a reporter from Charleston, and we were laughing over a glass of wine, because she said, you know, all the coverage now in Charleston is, oh my God, climate change is going to put Charleston underwater.
Yeah.
And she's like, duh, it's below sea level.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like anything is going to put Charleston underwater. Yeah. I mean, we don't need climate change. And she said, everybody acts like, you know, climate change is going to do it. She's like, I, you know, 20 years ago when I was covering it, it was just, we shouldn't have built it below sea level.
Yeah, there is that. Sort of like New Orleans.
Yeah. Man, I gotta tell you, the stats on Charleston, I would do not be surprised if in our lifetime most of Charleston or a large part of it is wiped out. Because the state flood guy went down there once and I interviewed him.
Yeah.
And if with a direct hit from a Cat 3, right? Direct hit from a Cat 3 puts a third of the structures in Charleston underwater. So what about Cat 4? He said about half. What about Cat 5? It's over. It's done. And I was like, well, you know, can we do anything about it? He's like, no. No, I mean, they built it below sea level. They didn't understand sea level when they were building Charleston, yeah. You know? And now it's all global warming, right?
Of course.
It's global warming.
Climate change.
Go to the beach and see what happens when you put something, an object, below sea level.
Yeah.
It'll be instructive. And it'll happen without any climate change whatsoever. Anyway. Okay. So all of that going on. Meanwhile, Joe Biden. MLK and RFK were both assassinated in the late 70s. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah.
You did. Well, and yeah,
JFK was actually the 60s, not the 70s.
Yeah, 60s, 70s, whatever. If you're Joe Biden, it's fine. And, you know, Tammy Bruce, who's one of my favorite commentators, she's just so smart, mm-hmm. Commented on, like, you know, Biden is like, you know, when have you ever seen one of those National Geographic specials, like the lions hunting, and the hunt and the herd, you know?
Yeah, right.
And the herd gets thinned out, the weak and the old, mm-hmm. You know, and the lion just takes care of them. That's evolutionarily right. Where they are, right?
Yeah, survival of the fittest.
Exactly. The weak and the old are thinned from the herd, and that's good for the herd. Well, Biden is one of those who should have been thinned. But the media has got the lion all chained up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they will not allow the thinning of the herd, and that is causing all kinds of problems, Tammy Bruce said. I mean, the stuff Biden has said, Lee, just in the last 2 weeks alone. I mean, my gosh, claiming that you were vice president during the Parkland shooting?
Which was, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah. You weren't vice president during the Parkland shooting, so the kids didn't come to visit you, and you didn't see members of Congress, shrinking away from them in the halls of Congress because they were so ashamed, because you weren't vice president when it happened, but he said he was.
Yeah, and had any Republican made a gaffe like that.
It's a compulsive lie.
That'd have brought out the straitjacket.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not only, duh, I forgot, it's a sick lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's like Huckabee said the other day on Fox News, like every major event that has happened, Joe Biden was there.
Sort of like Forrest Gump.
He was on the grassy knoll, you know,
yeah,
in 1982 when Kennedy was shot.
Yeah.
He was there. Just check the video. All right. Here's Tammy Bruce.
Here's the thing that also I think Americans should be concerned about and Democrats should be appalled by, that he's actually in this position. It is clear he should not be. And yet the Democratic Party is so destroyed, and Barack Obama destroyed it in his cultivation of a cult, that they're pushing this man to do it because they do believe that he would have more of an appeal than all the rest of their talent. So there's a point where it's becoming embarrassing for this man to be in this position. His wife clearly wants to support him, but they can't even push through it on their own. And I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah, did you see that thing with Biden's wife?
It was weird.
That was, you know, maybe my husband's not really the best guy, but, you know, we really want somebody who'll win. Gosh. I'd be like, dear, that's okay. Why don't you go back to your practice and I'll take care of the campaign.
Right. You know, she's not even a medical doctor.
Oh, she's not?
Oh, okay. No. She's got an educator's degree.
Oh,
but they
okay.
put Dr.
Well,
Jill Biden like she's an MD.
Well, that's still a doctor. So I made the mistake of thinking it was medical.
No. See that? But that's how they fool you with that. That's so frustrating. But here's what's frustrating to me is every time that they tell the truth about Biden, I cringe. Because I'm like, no, I want to run against Biden.
Yeah.
I want Biden, like, badly. I want to run against that. You know? Because he's a mess. I mean, so I'm hoping we can just get him in a wheelchair and roll him over the finish line. You know what I mean? He's who I want. I don't want to run against Tulsi, God forbid. I don't even want to run against Horizontal Harris. I want to run against Biden. You know, because as he explained, what did he say, Lee? We don't believe in facts, just truth.
Yeah, we choose truth over facts.
Right. That, yes. That was one of the most brilliant, concise things I've ever heard a liberal say to describe their ideology.
Illustrative.
Like, that ought to be put on a bumper sticker, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Biden 2020, truth over facts.
He said it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Folks, if you ever wanted to understand the mentality of the Democrats and how sick it is, if you ever thought, you know, they just say that on talk radio to try to drum up ratings, what I'm about to tell you will dissuade you from that point of view. I mean, it takes a sick individual to do what the Obama administration did on our border. I mean, it takes that people don't think like this. Normals like us. And in that, in the word normals, I include conservatives, moderates, heck, even some Democrats do not think like this. What has broken in the last 24 hours here? It is an absolute horror. I don't know any other way to describe it. And I want to go back to something. I want to remind you of something. Do you remember when Trump was vilified as a racist and a hater? And they were horrified. And this is not their America, because Trump suggested that coming over our border illegally, he wasn't talking about immigrants, illegally coming over our border, there were murderers and rapists. Remember this? And Republicans were horrified. Oh, my God, I can't believe they suggested illegal immigrants might be murderers. The whole time, these Obama people, including Obama, who condemned it, knew or should have known that rapists and murderers were coming over the border, and it wasn't an accident. It was the deliberate policy of the Obama administration's highest-ranking officials. They knew it, they wanted it, and they changed the rules to allow it. Remember this?
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
Oh, the horror. The horror. Turns out he was right. More right than he knew. A top government agency, U.S. Office of Special Counsel, they investigate government agencies for corruption. They are a government agency. Just blew the whistle on this. Congress passed a law, federal law, mandating that all illegal immigrants, before they're released into the United States of America, are DNA tested to catch criminals. The DNA test is supposed to be run against federal databases, including the FBI's violent crime database. You know what the Obama administration did? 2010, they suspended it. Wouldn't that be breaking the law? Uh-huh. Yeah, they broke the law. They quietly suspended it. They secretly suspended it because they didn't want you to know. You mean they could have caught the world's most dangerous murderers, rapists, terrorists, cartel members, whatever, coming across our border? Mm-hmm. But they chose not to. Yeah. The collection of the DNA from individuals in Customs and Border Patrol custody at the border and in the interior was suspended. It was a decision made jointly by Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano and Eric Holder. This is horrifying, folks. They kept it secret. It was still going on up until the last 24 hours when the whistle was blown and Trump was told. In fact, the headline on the Fox News piece is Watchdog Alerts Trump That Border Agency Violated DNA Collection Law for Years, Letting Violent Criminals Walk Free. Let me just give you an example of what they let into the country. You want to hear it? This is Democrat, folks. This is what Democrats are. It's what they want to do. Oh, by the way, they want to disarm you, too, while they're doing this. One suspect, who committed a 2009 Denver homicide but then fled over the border, was in Border and Customs Patrol custody several times, including two arrests by them, but was allowed to go free because DNA. He was wanted in a Denver homicide. Folks, in another case, the suspect in two brutal rapes that occurred in 1997 fled over the border, then came back. He eluded detection, despite being in federal custody on, are you ready for this? 9 separate occasions before finally being connected to the crime in March of 2019 after a DNA sample was collected. Your Customs and Border Patrol. And why is this happening? Was a deliberate decision of the Obama administration, folks. Why would they do this? Oh, well, because we didn't have the personnel. Bull. They did this because they know, according to the Department of Homeland Security, 1 in 5 illegals cross that border are criminals. They're either criminals who committed crimes in their own countries or here. That FBI database they had been run against was international. Folks, this is aiding and abetting and assisting cartel members, terrorists, murderers, and rapists to get into the country. Why? Because 1 in 5 had a criminal record. And they can't have them stopped. No, they got to get them to blue states so they could be counted in the census. Everybody counts. That's the Supreme Court ruling. See, because our Constitution didn't specify illegals versus citizens. And so the purpose of the census is to count people. The purpose of counting people is to allocate congressional districts. So congressional districts were moved, 20 of them, from red areas to blue areas just because of illegal immigrant populations counted in the census. So folks, they literally were willing to let murderers, rapists, terrorists into the country so they could be counted so they can steal Democrat districts. They're literally stealing congressional representation from citizens and giving it to non-citizens. Do you know they've stolen 20 this way? From red areas, transferred to blue areas using illegal immigrant populations. By the way, the illegals don't have to vote. They don't need them to vote. They only need them to be counted in the census to steal the district. They're stealing one, a red district out of Alabama right now. It'll go to California because of the illegals. Do you know if the 20 districts hadn't been stolen, mathematically, Republicans would control the House of Representatives? That's how serious this is. They're not messing around. So, I mean, every murderer counts. You got to get every rapist, every murderer in here, and you know whatever they do, nobody cares. Not on the Democrat side, anyway. That's what this is about. It's what it is. Now, I mean, once you get here, would you be afraid you might be caught? Well, I mean, you know, once you get here. Here's former INS agent Michael Cutler on that.
We have got to convince people that want to come here illegally that there are consequences, and right now there aren't. And one of the biggest issues that's missing is interior enforcement, because once these folks are released into the interior, we only have 6,000 ICE agents, and half of them aren't doing immigration work. Put that in perspective, 45,000 people at TSA, 38,000 cops, and effectively 3,000 ICE agents doing immigration work for the entire country. You know, there were 6,000 cops, from what I read, protecting Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Right.
And you've got 3,000, effectively, ICE agents for the entire country. How do we expect people coming here to follow the law when they know that the likelihood of getting caught is probably smaller than buying a winning lottery ticket?
No, we don't. No, we want these murderers and rapists to come. Anybody, as long as you're breathing and you can fill out a census form. Amen. Be counted. That's what they want. Folks, this whole country has become a sanctuary country under Obama. You know what this is? If they're not DNA testing you at the border, right, and you're getting through, you know what that means? You commit a crime anywhere else, right? You're wanted. Where are you going to flee? What are the country? You're coming here. You're coming here. Nobody's going to pick you up. He just explained. And by the way, if they do, what you need to do is just locate in the sanctuary city, and they'll let you go to him. You'd be a pedophile, whatever, like in Charlotte. Listen, and again, as I've explained to you before, the purpose of sanctuary cities is to get illegals to mass in blue areas, many of which are losing population, so they can then begin gaining population so they can steal back the congressional seats that they can't get by population in blue areas because nobody wants to live there but the illegals who are hiding out from the law. It's brilliant. I mean, it is absolutely brilliant. Sinister and evil, too.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela
is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, so you want to hear, you know how they're going to use racism now instead of Russia?
Yeah.
You know how, want to hear how that's like going to sound?
Yeah, let's hear that.
Okay, because they had a trial run on CNN just to see. Because remember, the Russians were coming for us all.
Yes.
I mean, I played all the audio. I mean, truly, that they said, I'm not exaggerating. I mean, Trump was a Russian agent, obviously. You could tell by looking at him. And this was said by the New York Times correspondent. I mean, this is serious news. This is serious journalism. Trump is a Russian agent, and Russia is controlling him. Putin is, you know, controlling him. And it really was a coup. And then Putin took over the country in exchange for, I'm sorry, ads run on Facebook, $3,000 worth of ads run on Facebook. By Russian bots. Do I have that right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. That's according to the Mueller court filing by the company that actually ran the ads, the Russian company, $3,000. So in exchange for $3,000 worth of Facebook ads, Trump now lets Putin control him, right?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
What a nice trade.
Sounds great. Yeah. So, and totally believable. So that's not working. Nobody believed it. I can't imagine why. So now they're trying out the white supremacist thing. Want to hear that?
Oh,
here we
yeah.
go. This is Wajahat Ali, a commentator on CNN.
And we know that white supremacists are the number one domestic terror threat in America, coming for all of us. We're going to unite. We're going to have our disagreements about Israel. That's fine. But we're going to unite against the common threat that is coming against all of us, which is white supremacy. And Donald Trump, you will not win.
How do you like it? You
sounds like
work?
A threat to me.
So the Russians were coming before, but now it's the white supremacists. They're coming. They're coming for all of us, actually. This is serious news. This is CNN.
Well, it's not serious news because it's CNN.
Well, you're supposed to believe it's serious news. If you don't think it's serious news, they think you're crazy. Well, so anyway, here's my question, okay? If the white supremacists are coming for us, right?
Right.
Who are they?
Yeah.
Where are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if they're coming for us, I mean, I would think the media would go find them.
Yeah.
And tell us, what are their names? Where do they live? Do they have jobs?
Have they got a base? Have they got a training
exactly.
area? You know?
Or, yeah.
You know, who's their membership? You know, are they, is there an education center somewhere where they're training young white supremacists?
Troops.
Yeah.
Or something. Yeah, no, and what are their names, right? And how many of them are there?
Yeah. Well, according to these folks, their leader is Donald Trump, and it's anybody who voted for him, apparently.
That the white supremacists coming for them. Well, because here's the thing, okay? When you say white supremacists are coming, I mean, we live in an era, I mean, the doxing lately has been insane, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you donate to Trump, you know, you're going to be on national news because some idiot congressman's going to be holding your name up and not realize you donated to him too. And he's going to have...
yeah, it's true.
Yeah, did you see that? Yeah, yeah. With the, yeah. What was his name? Castro. And so they're going to publicize like where you work and what, you know, what your business is so that people can dox you. And did you see the other day there's a guy who owns like a complex where they were going to have one of the big, you know, modeling shows, the debut fashion
yeah,
shows.
Right.
And they found out that the guys holding the show, the designers that he had donated to Trump. So they all drop kicked him and canceled their shows and all that. I mean, so you can't even, you know, we know who donors to Trump are and their lives are being destroyed. Their businesses are being destroyed just for a political donation. Right.
Yeah. Well, what about the workers, though? You know, that's
well, you should not work for somebody who donates money to Donald Trump. That's
so
on you.
If you are working for someone that unbeknownst to you has donated to the Trump 2020 campaign, mm-hmm. then you should not be employed. Is that what Democrats are saying?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's it. So I'm just wondering, I mean, if we can find
women and minorities hurt worse.
Exactly. If we can find we are hunting down and destroying doxing. Trump donors, right? Destroying their lives. Then surely we could find these white supremacists,
you would
right?
Think, yeah.
I mean, why are we bothering to dox Trump donors if we could just ruin the lives of white supremacists? I mean, I want to know what businesses they own. I want to know where they work. You know,
yeah.
I want to go shine the flashlight on them on their front porch, just get a look at their faces, stare into the whites of their eyes. I mean, if we've got liberals threatening to stab Mitch McConnell in the heart on his front lawn, right?
Right, yeah.
And he's not like a noted white supremacist.
No.
You know what I mean? Like so I mean, can't we get, if they're everywhere and they're coming for us, right?
He's
that is
Senator
a fact.
Robert Byrd, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, if he was, the Democrats would eulogize him and
probably,
bury him with a smile on their faces. But so, I mean, I'm just wondering, I mean, if we can dox everybody, we can find everybody, we can be on Mitch McConnell's front yard, you know, in his front yard, threatening to stab him in the heart, then, I mean, where are they? I mean, they're coming for us. Who are they?
Yeah.
Who is the enemy? And you know what's strange? These are the only people's names the left can't seem to come up with.
Yeah.
You know, they can't. I mean, what state do they live in?
What's the body count, too?
Yeah, what is it? I want to know. And by the way, if you do the shooting and you're an eco-fascist, it doesn't count as a right-wing body count.
Exactly.
No.
And there's been a couple of those recently.
Texter writes, where are the white supremacists? Come on, Terry. You know the answer is going to be at our house. So I'm just waiting to find out where they are. I mean, I'm very curious about them. I want to know what they're like and where they live and
well,
stuff.
Well, we want to avoid them because, you know what? We don't want anything to do with
right?
them either.
Right? I mean, I just think if we're preemptively doxing. I mean, it's so bad now that these loon liberals and the media, they're outside, not of ICE facilities, but ICE contractors' offices.
Yeah.
And they're screaming into the megaphone, like, you know, where their kids go to school, where their kids live, where they live, and stuff like that. I mean, if we can find the ICE contractors' kids and where they live, why can't we find a white supremacist? It's a mystery. But I'm sure CNN will get to the bottom of it.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. Things that make you go,
A tragic edition of things. French artist. You know this is going to go badly when it starts with a French artist. A French artist who used the sounds of nature in his music went into the forest in Canada to collect more sounds. Julien Gauthier was 44 when he succumbed to the bear that attacked him at his camp near the village of Tulita in the Northwest Territories this week. He was traveling with a biologist, and he was looking for sounds, particularly wanted to record bear sounds. Isn't there a way to do that with a drone, though? I mean, can you do it with a drone? I mean, I don't know. I've never. Anyway, he's no longer with us.
Things that make you go,
Meanwhile, cops in Connecticut have arrested six people for having, well, shall we say, playing the piano at a park recently. If you're a longtime listener to The Terry Show, you know what that's a euphemism for. Yes. Six people arrested for playing the piano at a park recently. You're thinking, why is this national news? Well, it's national news because they were all over 62 years of age, including the oldest two, a married couple, who were 82 and 85. Oh, they still got it going on. Anyway, the best part, they gave a television interview because they're very embarrassed, claiming they're innocent. And you know what their defense was? The guy said he couldn't play the piano anymore because, quote, I got no blood flow. I got no blood flow. Anyway, I mean, I believe him. Witnesses say otherwise, but whatever. With his wife. Hey, I guess it takes all kinds. Meanwhile, some genius was arrested in California on Tuesday. He was on drugs, which explains what he was doing there. The cops found him trying to use gauze and Band-Aids to fix a flat tire on his SUV. Which will tell me that totally works. It'll totally get you home. You just slapped a Band-Aid on it. And, yeah. Anyway. Cops got calls on Tuesday about a suspicious guy trying to fix a flat tire on the side of the road. About halfway between San Diego and L.A. You know, what could possibly be suspicious about trying to Band-Aid tape your tires? Yeah, turns out he was trying to, again, fix the two flat tires on the SUV with Band-Aids. He was on drugs, they found out. You think? Oh, my. All right. Things that make you go, this is good news, one of these. 43-year-old Army vet named Jimmy Novak has been walking 22 miles a day from Washington State to Florida to raise awareness for the 22 veterans who die each day from suicide. And he's reaching his final destination today, which also happens to be his birthday. So good for him. Awesome for him. It's great that he loves and honors his country and the vets. All right. Meanwhile, I meant to get more into this tomorrow, and I'll do it tomorrow, about Trump's approval ratings. I got this great piece, and it's poll after poll after poll showing Trump polling at 25% among African Americans and 50% among Hispanics. Some polls are higher, some are lower, but it's the general gist of it. And that's significant because when Trump beat Hillary Clinton, he only got 8% of the black vote. Again, he's polling at 25% right now, approval among African Americans. Does that mean that many will vote for him? No. He gets half that? We're talking landslide. Oh, by the way, he only won 29% of the Hispanic vote against Hillary. He's currently polling at 49% among Hispanics. I just thought I'd mention it. It might explain the racist coverage by the media. They have seen these polls, too, and they are obviously in a panic. All right. I'm going out to the woods to record some bear sounds. I'll be back tomorrow. Maybe. I don't know.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.